A brief moment of protest outside a court in Hong Kong. Members of one of the territory's few remaining pro-democracy groups shouted slogans to condemn the trial about to take place inside. Police soon stepped in. They took one of the group away for breaking COVID-19 rules by removing his mask in public. The trial is the largest national security case held in Hong Kong since the introduction of its controversial national security law 3 years ago. The 47 defendants include former lawmakers, student activists, and legal scholars. They're accused of conspiring to commit subversion by organizing an unofficial primary election to choose pro-democracy candidates for government. Prosecutors say that vote was part of plans to paralyze government operations and overthrow Hong Kong's leader.
A normal democratic process, peaceful way of using democratic power to try to get things done, that has now been criminalized by this law that's kind of foreign to the normal process in Hong Kong.
The trial is attracting international scrutiny. Consular representatives from more than 10 countries were at the courthouse. It's expected to last at least 3 months. Those found guilty could face a maximum of life in prison. The start of this trial coincides with a major government effort to restore Hong Kong's international reputation after 3 years of controversies about the city's politics and strict COVID-19 rules. It's reopening the border with the Chinese mainland and launching a multi-million dollar campaign to boost international tourism to the city. For some Hong Kongers, the territory's reopening is making the national security case an afterthought.
Actually, I don't really have any feelings about this trial. I've become numb to all the politics here for a long time.
If Hong Kong's finances are doing well, that will be best for the city, and there will be less discontent.
Your Excellency.
Your Excellency.
Very warm welcome.
Hong Kong's chief executive is trying to make that happen. John Lee is in Saudi Arabia brokering deals to boost the territory's economy and keep the world's attention on Hong Kong's financial future rather than its politics. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.